brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bob Chapman coming up, and boy, is there a lot of economic news to talk about concerning Davos, and then popping in later at the end of the hour. Dr. Stan Monteith's going to be on with Bob and myself. He's got some breaking news for us. But right now, we're taking calls from Fritz Springmeier. What's a good truth movement, group organization out there to be part of, in your view, Fritz? And then his comment about biological androids. Go ahead.
I'm going to pass on recommending anything. I mean, you've got a tremendous program here for people to watch, and
it's all about them becoming empowered. I mean, I'm not saying organizations are bad, but that's where things always get weird. It's just, I mean, I don't even have an organization. It's just we're independent. We love freedom.
Exactly. I've seen some groups that are actually managing to get the right idea, where they don't want anybody to be the leader, where they want to empower everybody. That was sort of the idea behind that Occupy Wall Street movement. But then I heard a lot of people complaining, well, there's not one spokesman, not one leader. Well, that's the mindset that people have, is they want things to be controlled. They don't, we need to empower people, not control them. As far as the android thing, we see this progression. First, it started out a number of years ago with people being implanted, and then these implants, and a few of the people that I worked with actually managed to get the implants, get them out of them. But these implants were being controlled by AI, artificial intelligence generally, although sometimes they would be manipulated by human handlers. And they were being used for weird things. But you have something called BCI, brain computer interface, and we're going to see a gradual progression of more BCI as they integrate.
Well, I wanted to raise this. They've already got the drones that are autonomous, flying around killing people.
Oh, yes. And we're going to see an increasing progression of this as they link us back in to that internet system, that beast brain. They're linking us. They're tying us all back in. The web is getting stronger and stronger.
Yeah, let's go to another call here. Tommy, in Tennessee, you're on the air with Fritz Springmeier. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I got to help you out with this media name. I believe I got it. The word has its origins in Greek theater, describing a character who wore a mask, normally describing an unregenerate person who was self-deceived. They have received their reward. Their reward is they were seen by men, nothing more. It's hypocrite. How about the hip-hop media?
That's a good idea. I appreciate your call. Fritz, what is a good name for the prostitute, Decepticon, sewer stream, traitor stream media, elite brainwashing media, globalist media? What would you call the mainstream media? What really describes them?
Boy, you have some great language there. It's all a great show. This one grandmaster in the Illuminati, he said, it's all just theater for the masses. It's just a big show that they put on. But you said it very well. You know, it's then they tell us that they print all the news that's fit to hear. Well, apparently all the news that's fit for them to give us.
That's a very arrogant statement hidden in plain view right there. I mean, really, it is the theater, the fiction media. The mainstream media is, even when it's real stuff they're talking about, they always put some spin on it. And I always wonder why they lie, even when it's the truth would suit them, because they want everything just to be false. It's just part of what they do. All right, I know we got a bunch of other callers. Folks, you can stay on and talk to Bob Chapman if you want and others, but Fritz has got to go. He'll be back with us next week. The book is Bloodlines, the Illuminati, and it's available at Infowars.com. Thank you, Fritz.
Thank you, Alex. And bye, Chaps.
Thank you.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Important third hour today. Then we'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We have a big article, investigative report, up at InfoWars.com that is so important to get out to everyone you know. FEMA camps and rendition hubs discovered. And it's by Kurt Nemo, and it has a video report I compiled with Rob Due. And what's crazy here is there's all these links to the admissions of the torture flights out of the U.S., that citizens are being grabbed, that the government says they can kill citizens, not just torture, admitting the Rex 84, admitting the FEMA camps, admitting all the facets of it, but still, it's a conspiracy theory to say this is going on. That's like when Rand Paul got held for almost 2 hours. They just said, no, you weren't held for that. And no, when we hold you by force, you're not detained. And you're a conspiracy theorist. I've actually seen that in the news. They're calling Drudge a conspiracy theorist for linking to articles and videos of Newt Gingrich admitting he's for open borders and carbon taxes. The New York Times calls it a conspiracy theory. They call it a conspiratorial dumping of twisted and manipulative negative attacks. Again, if you catch a guy come out of your house with your television set, you're like, you're robbing my house. They're like, you're a conspiracy theorist. I think the average American might go, whoa, yes, sir, take it, take it. And by the way, you know, I'm going to break your nose. And you're like, you broke my nose. It's a conspiracy theory. Oh, I'm not bleeding. You're right. Here's a ball peen hammer in the head. You know, actually kill you. And then your wife walks up. You just killed my husband with a hammer. Conspiracy theory. It's like a trance word. The person goes, you're right. You're right. Yeah, I'm not even doing this show. It doesn't even exist. It's a that, in fact, I told Carnival, I guess, that owns that sub company that had the ship that wrecked into the rocks there. You know, they've been acting like they didn't do anything wrong, and the captain's been like, well, I was a couple miles off course for no reason. I feel like it. And, you know, I got in the lifeboat and ordered dinner in the lifeboat, but everything's fine. You know, I did nothing wrong. I just told the company, just say it's a conspiracy theory. Just say the Mediterranean doesn't exist, Italy doesn't exist, that eight-story ocean liner doesn't exist, I don't exist. All right, I'm starting to be sarcastic here. I got a lot of financial news. Davos, the world leader meeting and saying, how do we stop world revolution? And their answer is tax the rich. But you read the details, it's tax the middle class, give it to the bankers. They still want 100 plus trillion, like they said last year. And give chicken feed to the underclass that everybody's being forced into, basically, to make everybody dependent. And that's the game plan there. And joining us to break that down is Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster with always his great financial breakdowns. He did point out a long time ago, as many of our guests did, they would go into QE3. And now they announced, what, in the last week, oh, we're going to have some QE3, but it's going to be different. The Wall Street Journal said they don't really tell you how, but gold and silver have, of course, started their way back up with the world announcement that they're firing up the printing presses. So, Bob, what's happening right now in the world economy? What's the most important things that you've seen out of Davos and what's happening with gold and silver right now, Bob?
Well, I think what's significant is that none of the media, the major at all, talks about the transference of funds from the Federal Reserve to the European Central Bank. And we're talking about $1 trillion. And if they were to use prudent usage of funds like banks normally do, and they could jack it up to $10 trillion if they wanted to by borrowing against $1 trillion. And for those who don't know, right now, their leverage is 30 to 1. It was 70 a few years ago. And it shows you the risk that they've taken. And they will probably take into fractional banking. So what does that mean? It means that money is going to be almost endless for the next couple of years, flowing from the Fed through the European Central Bank to the banks. The banks, 523 of them, already received $600 billion. They're supposed to take that money and buy their own bonds, from other laggard countries, and spend enough in loans to keep the economy from collapsing. Same plan we have here in America right now, only it's come in a different form, not the way it was done with the European Central Bank. And it looks probably like, at least from this viewpoint at this moment, Greece is probably going to not continue as it has. I think they'll default. In the U.S., about, I think they began their QE3 in January, just a couple of weeks ago. I expected them to announce it in June. Maybe it's going to be in March like they're talking about. And we're talking about the Federal Reserve going to the banks and buying their garbage. Those are bonds that aren't worth very much, and other bad loans and things like this. How much are they going to spend? Probably $800 billion to $1.2 or $3 trillion. And that money will go into the banks, and the banks will be able to buy treasuries, agencies, as well as make more loans to keep the economy going. Same is going to happen in Germany, Europe, and also in England.
Your phone was only breaking up just a bit, but I don't get how they can have the Wall Street Journal and others the last week and a half or so just calmly just say, oh, yeah, the Fed's going to have some more stimulus, but they're going to keep that under wraps. I mean, it just shows how incredibly secretive they've gotten. They've gotten even more secretive.
Well, at Davos, I saw the president of JPM say that he thought that Mr. Bernanke had done the best job ever possible. He was just a giant. And, of course, this is the same propaganda that you receive all the time. And Davos is just another Bilderberger meeting, for all intents and purposes, generated toward finance and economics.
Let me ask you this. What do you make of Soros coming out and saying, the most dangerous time in history, we're all in deep trouble, I'm not having any investments, I'm not investing anybody's money, this is worse than, you know, when I was, in World War II, yeah, we know, as a collaborator, helping round folks up and take their property. But, I mean, he's acting like now he had nothing to do with what's happened. And the fact that they're signaling that, and the fact that Homeland Security is now announcing all these new political crackdowns and this new takeover of local police they want, they always signal this stuff right before some big event, Bob. What do you say?
I think you're right. And, again, I don't know when it's going to come. It's been in process. Will they have it during the presidential campaign? Maybe. I just don't know. I do know that what you say about law enforcement and their relationship with the military is going on, and any listener on this channel knows that. I think there's a possibility, and you know, you don't like to see these things happen, but I think, generally speaking, they're going to attempt to keep the stock market going sideways, somewhere between 12,500 and 10,000. Or 13,000 and 10,000, somewhere in that area. And I've been looking at, I've been seeing all the emphasis on keeping the market up. I think there's a possibility now, from what they've had to say, that perhaps they may take the market down a little deeper than they would have otherwise in a present presidential year. And I think that's what we get to look forward during the year. And as a result of all the spending, both in Europe and the United States, gold and silver are going to go bonkers. I mean, there's just no two ways about it.
Bob, obviously, what's the main driver? Not just QE3, but won't the fact they're going to keep interest rates at zero? I mean, what's bigger, the QE3 in driving up commodities, namely gold and silver, but oil as well starting to go up? I mean, is it QE3 or is it the announcement to keep interest rates at zero for the big boys?
Well, there's three spot there, and I'm going to give you spot number one that you didn't mention. Think about having the possibility of having $10 trillion in Europe. That is really where all the trouble can come from. And then you can follow up with 2-3 and zero interest rates for 3 years. They have no intention of doing anything about anything other than what they've been doing. And while we're limping along, they're doing things that you've been talking about with TSA and FEMA, internment camps, and turning our law enforcement into military, which is a drastic mistake. And so it'll be a combination of things. The year is not going to be as bad as people think. Although the market could go down, say they're 10,500, 11,500. That's possible. But otherwise, the market will probably stay even. But gold and silver are going to go through the roof. I mean, that's mega stimulus and is, you know, total monetization. And so that's not going to stop.
Wow.
It's going to continue.
All right, stay there, Bob. Let's get into more news, calls, all coming up and popping in. Dr. Stan Monteith while Bob rides shotgun.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I want to take a few calls for you, Bob. And then Dr. Monteith is a great guy. We love having him on the show. He never contacts us, though, and says, hey, I want to come on. I've got some breaking news, so it must be important. He'll be popping in with us, and you'll be riding shotgun to give your view on it and your participation that is always valued. But I wanted to raise this point for you, Bob. Bombshell. FEMA camps confirmed. Rendition hubs discovered. And we have this report about the centers they're building at airports and transportation hubs that are their own little FEMA camps to then send people off to different areas where they can be tortured or killed or disappeared or re-educated. And the government now admits they're doing this. I mean, it's just the total certification that they're dangerous, lawless, armed and dangerous crooks who stage terror attacks as the pretext to overthrow the republic. I mean, that's now all a fact. No one can deny it. But what do you make of the rollout here? I've got one out of the Miami Herald. Florida proposes using ballparks and stadiums as homeless shelters. This is what we've always said. They're going to roll out the camps at first during the collapse as great places. Thank goodness they were there to take care of you. And then there are areas where the troublemakers are kept. And now that's all confirmed in the Emergency Centers Act and all of this. What's your view on this?
Well, I think it's a lead up, and we saw that, I think it was in Denver at the football game, and where they rounded up the kids and put them in one place and put the parents in another, and you had to comply or you didn't get your kids back. Same concept, like in Florida, lots of people homeless being put on, we'll say, baseball fields, as you mentioned. Next step is we can't have you be there anymore. We have to send you to a camp in Arkansas, which is better equipped to take care of you, one of their internment camps or some such place. And I think that's the next step. And that'll probably come. I don't think it's going to come quickly. It'll take a while, probably a year, year and a half, to somewhere in that time frame.
Well, you're right, and that's how they introduce it. So the police at first, and all the drills I've been to that I have in films like Police Day 2000 and others, they have the role players saying, I'm an American, don't take my guns, but let me in the camp. The people are fighting to get into the camp. So they sell the psychology to the police and military like, you're lucky to be getting in the camp, but then there are troublemakers that also get forcibly taken. So it's all about selling it, just like TV sells torture and secret arrests now. You know, just selling cyanide like it's mother's milk.
Making it acceptable.
Making it acceptable. Yeah. Well, Bob, do you think people are going to go along with this?
Gee, I'm afraid I think most of them will.
See, I had just
forgotten. And I think you got to understand their state, too. They're out of jobs. They don't have a house. They don't have any vehicles. They're living on a baseball field. You know, how can it get any worse? Government, take care of me. And sure, we'll send you that camp over there. The facilities are much better. And I have to go to the camp.
And that just sets the precedent to build the archipelago of camps and have the public roll out for them. But you just mentioned Denver. I'd forgotten we sent reporters to that citywide drill and discovered they were busing the kids to the camp. And then we found the Washington Post article from years before where it said in emergencies, the state's going to take your kids from you until you turn your guns in, Bob. That's right out of the Soviet Union.
Yeah, the program was on when I was on that day.
Well,
we had all the feedback on the station here. So that's how I knew about it.
Well, I'd forgotten about it. You know you're in trouble when you there's so much tyranny you can't even keep track of it all. Ronnie in Texas, you're on with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Boy, oh, thank you, Bob. I appreciate the chance to talk to you. I'm afraid we might disagree on this one idea, and that is mood alteration, which is old as mankind, and selective persecution, i.e. prohibition, is now the tax-free cash cow of organized crime thugs. So could that possibly be a way to defeat these evil forces?
You're talking about decriminalizing marijuana or drugs, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Bob, what would that do to the New World Order?
Well, it'll take a lot of income away from them. The numbers are astronomical. $5 billion or $500 billion a year, whatever it is.
Yes, $500 billion.
They certainly do not want the legalization of any kind of drug, other than prescription drugs, from companies which they control and own the stock in.
That's right. Stay there, Bob. Dennis wants to talk to you, too. We've got Dr. Monteith popping in as well. Stay with us. The websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, GCNLive.com, and TheInternationalForecaster.com is Bob's excellent site.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
It's mind control. Mind control. Corruption of your thoughts. Destruction of your soul. Mind control. It's mind control.
And you know the antidote to mind control. That is InfoWars.com. Don't forget, we'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., live on the radio. I'll drive into the office and do the show. There's always so much news. And tonight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News with your host, Aaron Dykes. I did it four nights this week. He's doing it tonight. Got some big news this evening. Up at InfoWars.com, we've got some breaking news. TSA, the greatest liars on earth. That article just published by Kurt Nemo minutes ago, and it's an article written around the article that Aaron Dykes and I put out that I got to say is probably one of the most powerful little video reports that Aaron and I have ever done, and there's been some powerful ones that have been watched hundreds of millions of times together online. But this TSA, the greatest liars on earth, like P.T. Barnum, the greatest show on earth, you want to get this video out to everybody. This is coffin nails. Cyanide to their lies. It is sunshine to vampires. It is really powerful. We premiered it earlier here on the radio, but with the video evidence of their lies, it is mind-blowing, including Obama's lies, Homeland Security lies. And Janet admits that she sees our articles on Drudge and hates them, and Homeland Security's really pulling their hair out. The TSA's responded to us. TSA either says, hey, we're not all bad. No, it's wrong. We just need a job. or they now get in my face, or they say, I like the show, but you're wrong and you're bad. So they're certainly getting the message. And again, you average TSA people, I know most of you just want a job. The average brown shirt in Nazi Germany wanted that too. I'm sure the average Soviet minion wanted that as well. So please, folks, a call to action. Get TSA, greatest liars on earth, out to everybody. And also our FEMA camp rendition centers, confirmed, identified article as well. Just incredible news coming up in a minute. Now, Bob Chapman's riding a shotgun with us for the rest of the hour. We'll take a few more calls as well. And I was just thinking about getting Dr. Monteith on for an hour, in the near future. But calling up and getting him on, he's a talk show host in his own right and a busy guy. But rarely does he contact us with something that he says is breaking from a CFR source. And, of course, he is a retired medical doctor, somebody fighting the globalists for almost 50 years. He's worked in Santa Cruz, again, for decades. He led a delegation of physicians from Santa Cruz County to the House Delegates of California Medical Association. For 10 years, he led the fight within organized medicine in California to address the AIDS epidemic as a medical issue rather than a civil rights issue. He wrote the book AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic, the widely circulated pamphlet to deceive a nation, and more recently, a nation deceived and betrayed. He also wrote Brotherhood of Darkness. His public health approach to HIV epidemic was eventually accepted by the California Medical Association. Dr. Monteith currently spends 5 hours daily on syndicated radio across the United States. And again, he's published voluminous documents and articles and papers. And he joins us now with another gentleman who's been fighting tyrants for close to 50 years, Bob Chapman, who rides shotgun with us from the International Forecaster every single week. Bob's website is internationalforecaster.com. And, of course, Dr. Stan Monteith's website is radioliberty.com. Okay, good to have you, Dr. Stan Monteith. What is going on, my friend?
Well, you know, very rarely do we really get an insight into what the people within the CFR are thinking. I mean, there are a lot of articles in Foreign Affairs magazine, but what are these people on the inside really thinking and planning? And, of course, one of the things that's being used against Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul today, is the fact that he's anti-Israel. He doesn't want to attack Iran. He wants to take away their foreign aid. Therefore, we should back one of the other establishment candidates. Of course, the important point that the Congressman Ron Paul brings out is we shouldn't be attacking Iran. We should stop funding Israel's enemies. I mean, we give Israel's enemies $3 billion, about $12 billion a year. We give Israel $3 billion a year. We control their foreign policy. We dominate Israel, which is not good for Israel. We ought to get blessed and be free and look after themselves, be a friend with them.
Well, I agree with you, Dr. Shannon. You're going to get to what the CFR guy is saying here in a moment. But now Israel's got actual political groups running ads against Ron Paul because he wants to cut off $3 billion. That's a foreign government through subsidiaries and proxies running ads in America inside of our political process. I think that's illegal.
Well, I think it's illegal, and basically it's the worst thing in the world for Israel. If you hate Israel, why you certainly want to defeat Ron Paul and you want to attack Iran, why, what are we talking about? We're talking about the plan that was laid out. You can read it in the January-February issue of Foreign Affairs magazine. It's written by a man. His name is Matthew Koenig. He was formerly a chief advisor to the Secretary of Defense until July of last year. And now he is the Stanton Nuclear Security Fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, an assistant professor at Georgetown University. But last week, they had a little conference there, private conference, at the Council on Foreign Relations headquarters, and since I'm part of the media, why they sent me the opportunity to get the actual minutes of what was said. So I wanted to see what this man said in private. His name is Matthew Koenig, and if you read his article in Foreign Affairs magazine, he says that, number one, Iran is not decided whether to build a bomb or not. Number two, Iran is not building a bomb. Number three, if Iran did start to build a bomb, if Iran said they should keep the international investigators out, international atomic energy people inspect, if they should do any of these things, decide to build a bomb, start to build a bomb, start to enrich uranium, then we ought to attack them. And then going from that point of view, his article is time to attack Iran. Well, basically, first, you read the article, it doesn't make any sense. First of all, they're not trying to build a bomb. They haven't decided to build a bomb, but we ought to attack them because they would be such a danger if they should ever get a bomb.
Well, Doctor, so, obviously you're concerned about this. We all are. For those that don't know, Israel has come out and says that they see Iran's threat to close the Strait of Hormuz as a empty threat. But meanwhile, the London Guardian is reporting Iran to restart IAEA nuclear talks. UN nuclear inspectors are due to begin 3 days of meetings in Tehran on Sunday, the first such talks over 3 weeks. Kissinger was in the news yesterday with the headline. In fact, pull it up, guys, please. If you don't hear the drums of war, you're deaf. So clearly the war is on, and I think Iran understands that right now and may try to come to the table. But the way some of the hawks are behaving in Israel and the U.S., they're acting like they don't care what Iran does. They want this as a political diversion. What's your take on that? How do we stop this? And then I want to get Bob Chapman waiting in the wings, his take.
Well, first of all, we are already at war with Iran.
That's right.
I don't care what anybody says. Oh, when, of course, you actually are paying terrorist groups to go into Iran and to kill people. We gave several terrorist groups $400 million about 3 or 4 years ago to go in and to disrupt the Iranian government. That is an act of war. And today they've killed five Iranian nuclear scientists and several key diplomats. Those are acts of war, and we finance that. We have our drones flying over their country. We have put sanctions on them. We've sanctioned their central bank so that they can't trade with other countries. We want to sanction their oil so they can't sell their oil any place in the world. We are involved with at war with Iran, but they haven't told the American people this. But the frightening thing that Kronick said was this. When we attack Iran, why, of course, Iran, what we will do will be a surgical strike. We're not going to go to war with Iran. We're not going to send troops in. What we're going to do is a surgical strike. We're going to knock out their nuclear production facilities, or at least most of them. We'll leave the production facilities in Tehran and other cities. That is where they're enriching the uranium and the other centrifuges. But we'll wipe out all the nuclear bases and leave their military intact and leave their government intact. We're not trying to defeat Iran. We're going to leave their military intact so they can retaliate. Why do they want them to retaliate? Well, the government has to retaliate to maintain the support of the people. So he's anticipating, and this is all laid out. This is his plan, formerly senior advisor.
No, you're right. In fact, I meant to call Paul Watson and have him write an article, West Plans Iran False Flag, or West Plans Sophisticated Iran False Flag, because it's still a false flag to attack them and say that you know they're going to attack back, and what you really want is the political diversion while the mega banks are robbing everybody, while the rights are being abolished, while the internet censorship is going into place. That's what the globalists are really seeking, is that wider war. And you're right, he says that, and I haven't even really pointed that out. And so I'm glad you called to point this out. We need to make a bigger deal out of this. Let's get Bob Chapman's take on this and then expand on this, Dr. Monteith. And we'll have you back up for a full hour next week to really flesh this out further. But stay with us.
All right.
Bob Chapman, this is a big deal, isn't it?
It certainly is. And when they started their hijinks about a month ago, everybody was saying, oh, we're going to have a war and here it comes and so on and so forth. And I said at that time, these people are playing games. This is a diversion. Logistically, they're not ready to go into or they'd like to do. I think that's a year or more away. And so I think it's just dancing around. But the public doesn't know that. Now, they're looking over there at Iran, waiting for the Abraham Lincoln to be blown up, going through the Strait of Hormuz, when they should be looking at pensions and profit sharing and their shares and all of their investments and whether they're going to be working next week.
Well, certainly they want the war as a distraction and a threat of war. But if a war does start, Bob, that would be a big distraction for the globalists to ram a bunch of stuff through.
You're right. And probably ultimately it will happen because they need it. And the Russians are very well aware of this. A few weeks ago, one of their generals said on RT television that you get involved in Iran, you're going to have to deal with Russia.
That's right. So, Let's go back to Dr. Stan Monteith on that. How does Russia and China play into this? And why would the CFR be so arrogant in an article they put out publicly titled "Time to Strike Iran"? And say, for those that don't know, this is a main globalist mouthpiece where they communicate with each other. So this is official. Hey, they're going to attack us. We're going to let them attack us. I mean, why would they be so bold as to admit that, Doctor?
Well, this is the most amazing thing. This article, which I have on my lap, actually came from the transcript of the meeting held in private. For very few people, this was not for general.
Oh, wait. You're saying this isn't the article wrote? This is separate. Please read to us what he said and tell us where this is, or have you put this online yet?
I haven't put it online, but I will tell you what. I will have my secretary fax you a copy of this because I want you to get this information out. Basically, what Kronig says is, look, basically, we're not going to do a lot of harm to the regime. We're not going to harm their military. We're just going to take out their nuclear facilities. And when the Mullah wakes up, Kamani wakes up in the morning, he's finds that he's been attacked. But his regime is intact. His military is intact. He's going to have to do something to retaliate. But we have to be prepared to absorb the retaliation. Now, remember, this is not just a casual guy. This is a key man of the CFR. He is the Stanton nuclear security analyst for the CFR. And, of course, he was the senior advisor to the Secretary of Defense.
Well, how are you getting this information? I mean, I saw what they published on their website. You're saying this is the remarks. I guess you've been in the media so long that they just send you this stuff?
This is a covert meeting that was held last week. And basically, if you were on their list, which I am, and they tell you when they hold these meetings, they send the transcript of it, and this was the most incredible thing I ever read. Let me tell you what he said. They're going to retaliate, and we're going to have to absorb the retaliation. And there were a couple of people in the audience that said, but how can we be sure that they're not going to do a lot of damage? I mean, what happens if they really hurt the United States, and then the United States has to then take action against them a second time? And, of course, the response was, well, I don't think that will happen. I guess this is what's going to happen. But the thing that frightens me, Alex, is that if I were the Khomeini over there, I would immediately counter in retaliation by attacking Israel. And, I mean, can Israel withstand 1,000 missiles? 2,000 missiles. They have about 100,000 missiles between Iran and Hezbollah and Hamas, which is now getting sophisticated missiles. Why in heaven's name would anybody who really supports Israel want to actually go along with this thought of a surgical strike on Iran? The other thing is, of course, they could take out a couple of our aircraft.
Okay, so what is your point? Why do you think he's saying this?
Well, I think it's because I think this is what they are really thinking about doing. And I really believe that they put that article out. If you read the Wall Street Journal, I think it was the 18th of
Speak up for us, Doc.
There was a fellow named Mark Halpern, also in the CFR, who wrote an article on the editorial pages of the Wall Street Journal are saying essentially the same thing, calling for this surgical strike on Iran so our children would be safer and their children, our children's children would be safer. Obviously, they're building support for a surgical strike. And remember, this is not a war. This is just a thing. It is just a surgical strike. Well, I'll tell you what. I remember how World War One began. I remember how it began over in the Gulf of Tonkin. We were just going to have a little short war over there in Vietnam. And the fact that the former senior advisor of the Secretary of Defense not only is talked about a surgical strike, but the CFR has put the article, they put this in the Wall Street Journal. I think they're thinking about it. They don't want a major war at this time, but what happens if Khomeini doesn't do what's logical? What happens if he attacks Israel? What happens if he sinks three of our carriers over there?
Yeah, this is bizarre, and if you think of the West is going to sit back with a retaliation ever, that's not going to happen. This is beyond bizarre. Let's get Bob Chapman's take on this and final comments from our other guest as well, Dr. Monteith.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Teef, who's been interviewing myself for 16 years or so and Bob Chapman for decades, I don't think he's ever contacted me wanting to come on. I mean, I can always get him on. He's a busy guy in his own right. So he's obviously concerned about this Iran situation. We see what the CFR had to say, echoed by the New York Times. Israel senses bluffing and Iran's threats of retaliation. I guess because they threatened to do something to aircraft carriers. If they went back through the Strait of Hormuz, they did this week. Iran did nothing. And here's the CFR saying, if Iran responds when Israel hits them, we've got to take it. I don't see the West politically doing that. I mean, I know that it's hypocrisy to hit them and then not let them hit us back. But I don't think that's going to happen. What do you think's going on here, Dr. Stan Monteith? Then we'll get Bob Chapman's take.
Well, basically, of course, this is not Israel attacking. We're not going to let Israel attack. We're going to do the job because, according to Matthew Kronick, we can do a better job of it. But we have to, first of all, leave the Iranian military power intact and their ability to retaliate intact so that we can so they build up support for the Iranian government. If it were me, if I went to war, I'd want to win the war. They don't want to win the war. They anticipate a retaliation, but they think it will be moderate. But what frightens me, of course, is that this could very well spell the destruction of Israel. And it could just spell us being forced to then counter whatever they do. And if they took out even one carrier and killed 1,000 American servicemen, and they can do it, they actually have their submarines there in the Persian Gulf. If we lost one carrier in response to the retaliation, what would we be forced to do? When you start a war, you never know how that war is going to end.
Well, it's definitely crazy.
We're not dealing with rational people. This is so irrational. As I read it, even people in the audience, and these are the internationalists attending this meeting at the Harold Pratt House, 58 feet.
Yeah, this is the insiders. They were shocked. I mean, we're almost out of time here, but you know, there's a lot of talk about the West really put the mullahs in, and there's evidence to that, and Iran-Contra and the rest of it. Is there any evidence that the mullahs still work with the globalists, and this could all just be staged?
I believe that we have our agents planted at the highest level of the government over there. Why in the world would any rational individual like Ahmadinejad go out and say we've got to wipe Israel off the face of the earth unless he was play-acting and wanted justification for a war?
Well, we know an attack on Iran will prop up the mullahs that have got less than 30% approval rating. We'll talk more about this next week. Dr. Monteith, thank you.
God bless. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And Bob Chapman, I know you're on his show every Monday for 2 hours, so you were happy to let him run into some of your time, but he's pretty concerned about this. I hope you're right that it's a year off or may not even happen. What do you think about the Iranians at the top still working for the West?
Well, it is, but the important thing with Iran is which way is Russia going to go? Are they another free subject of the Bilderbergers, the Illuminists? Very good question. Are they going to aid Iran and it becomes a real war? Or are they going to say, oh, we changed our mind? And so that's very, very important. And we can't answer that because we're not inside. And I'm too old to join counterintelligence again.
All right, Bob. You're awesome. Ward Willem, we'll see you next Friday in the third hour. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you all for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There goes Bob Chapman. If you want a free copy of their National Forecaster, you can give Midas Resources a call, 800-686-2237. You can ask for a list of the Gold and Silver Radio Alex Jones specials. They're incredibly good, including some deals with free books and videos. 800-686-2237. I'll see you back tonight, 7 o'clock, and back Sunday, 4 to 6. God bless. Oh, Bob.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.